WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The unknown Finnish director Renny Harlin became a name to reckon with in Hollywood in 1990 when he made a high-profile flop called The Adventures of Fort Fairlane, starring Andrew Dice Clay, and then immediately after had a high-profile hit with Die Hard 2. Did all that prepare him to direct Sylvester Stallone on a mountaintop? Film critic Stephen Schiff took a look at Cliffhanger.
In Hollywood, they're always trying to quantify how much the audience wants to see an upcoming film. There's even a typically subtle Hollywood term for that unknown quantity. It's called want to see. Now, by my reckoning, the want to see on Cliffhanger must be dinky. I mean, mountain movies have never been big box office. And Sylvester Stallone? You mean coming off the fantastic success of his last picture, Stop or My Mom Will Shoot? Yet, I predict that Cliffhanger is going to be the third biggest hit of the summer after Jurassic Park and The Last Action Hero. Why? Well, mainly because it works. This is an idiotic movie with a terrible script and lame performances, but it's a pretty effective thrill machine. And that's because Renny Harlin has concentrated on a single primal emotion, an emotion that combines excitation and terror in an almost sexual way, the fear of heights. The movie begins with a spectacular sequence in which a mountain climber named Gabe, played by Sylvester Stallone, botches the rescue of his best friend's girl. And naturally, that best friend, Hal, a rescuer himself, can't forgive him. Gabe retreats to the big city, leaving behind his girlfriend, Jessie, who's also on the rescue squad. Then, after a year of wrestling with his conscience, he returns to romance her away. But his timing is bad. A big storm is brewing. There are folks out there who need help. And they've just phoned in an SOS to the rescue station, where Jessie, played by Janine Turner, is in command.
We just got an emergency call. Five climbers are stranded off Combe Bluff. The weather's pouring in and Hal's gone up alone.
Oh, Hal's a good climber.
What? What's that supposed to mean?
It means he can handle it himself.
He gets up there and gets sucked in by the weather, they'll never make it down. Gabe, he needs someone who has emergency medical training and knows every handle of those peaks.
I know I'm the last one he wants help from, and that's not what I came back here for.
Our problems are not the issue right now. Those people are. What if he can't do it alone?
Look, Jessie, I haven't climbed in months. You just lose the feel.
Maybe you mean the nerve.
Is the script that bad all the way through? Yes. Is the acting that stiff? Uh-huh. And does the movie follow that scene's cornball lead and turn into a kind of Rocky Mountain Rocky, with Stallone struggling to recover his nerve in time for the big finish? Fortunately, no. This picture is nothing but good guys versus bad guys. The people out there who need rescuing turn out to be a villainous gang of international thieves led by evil John Lithgow. Their plane has crashed, and now they're combing the mountains to retrieve three suitcases full of $1,000 bills. And their rescuers are being forced to help them out at gunpoint. Yes, I was bothered by the idea that those $1,000 bills had just been made at the Denver Mint, especially since the Denver Mint produces only coins, not bills. And yes, I was bothered by some of the movie's more moronic stunts. And by the way, Renny Harlin tries to wring horror and pathos out of them by resorting to cheesy slow motion wherever he can. But the moronic stunts are always followed by sharp and scary ones. And the swooping shots of vertiginous cliffs and bottomless crevices never stop feeling astonishing. With no characters, a dumb story, no clever twists, and no subtlety whatsoever, Cliffhanger is an experience you can't possibly respect as long as you think of it as a film. But think of it as a roller coaster, and you might find yourself having a pretty good time.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.